decades of industrial waste and dumping have turned Seattle's only river, the Duwamish, into a toxic scar running through the heart of the city. It's hard to recall the life the Duwamish led way before it was declared a Superfund site in 2001.
Most general sense, I mean, it used to be an incredibly beautiful river that you'd imagine. River being windy, meandering, people say, and of course it was full of life.
Photographer Tom Reese has spent years capturing the despair, but also the hidden beauty around the pollution of the Duwamish. He's teamed up with journalist Eric Wagner in a new book called Once and Future River, Reclaiming the Duwamish. Wagner calls the Duwamish Seattle's forgotten river.
I came to Seattle fairly recently, and so I think for a long time I just had a sort of conventional Seattleite's understanding of the river in that there was a river, it was kind of dirty, but I didn't know much about it. I didn't know the role it played in Seattle's history. And so when I say forgotten, that's kind of just kind of overlooked or passed over, you know, in sort of Seattle's larger narratives of itself. You know, I mean, like this, the Emerald City, this tech boom, jet city, things like that. But through all of that is this kind of small little river in South and West Seattle that a lot of these narratives are built upon, but has never received due attention or care. But I think that sort of theme of forgottenness is pretty interesting that way, because that's a relatively recent phenomenon in the history of the river. I think it wasn't forgotten at first. It was, you know, they cared about it a lot. They were kind of scared of it. You know, it had power to flood, and so that had to be taken from it. The watershed had kind of unruliness that had to be tamed. And so from that taming to the forgetting, think of it as that process.
So Seattleites straightened the river, tamed the river, worked on the river, polluted the river. How is the Duwamish now?
It's a paradox, really, because we know there are substances in the sediments of the river that are, I mean, they could kill people, you know, and at the same time, it's a river that's full of life. You know, there's more variety of wildlife along the river than anywhere else in the city. It's a Northwest Salmon River, and it has, you know, nesting bald eagles and osprey. And so, I mean, I think, you know, as a history, the recent history is, to me, is very hopeful. I mean, that's kind of the thought behind this work and the book, is to try to tell people kind of, or share the story so more people can care about it.
Yes, for anyone who thinks they're going to see photographs from a Superfund river with PCB muck in it, they might be surprised at the beautiful wildlife that is in this book.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad people have said, this is a beautiful book, which just kind of cracks me up a little bit, just because it's, you know, the story is about a place that's dangerous and nasty in places.
But I even found the industry beautiful. I found the crushed cars beautiful, too.
Well, you know, it's a way of looking at what people do, you know, and thinking about people, nature. There's a tension there. And, you know, there always has been a tension over what should be done or what we should do about the Duwamish.
And I feel like that is a tribute to Tom's gifted eye, because I've been down there too and looked at those crushed cars and the piles of tires, and just looking at them myself, I don't think they're beautiful. I don't see that beauty. And so it was nice to have my own view turned. I mean, because I think part of that forgottenness is like, because it is thought of as being ugly, you know,
And it is.
I mean, there is an ugliness. There's like this, the soundscape there is kind of an assault, you know. I mean, there's all these clanks and bangings and things. And, you know, you have to work to find nicer things or these different consolations. And I think the Duwamish demands that. It sort of offers different consolations than what we, you know, as, you know, who have the mountains and the sea so close to us, where it's easy to find beauty. And then, you know, to look for it very close by is a lot harder.
Yeah, that's part of the story of this city. Tom, you've spent years, decades, photographing the Duwamish. Do you find Duwamish beautiful?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a changed beauty. You know, it doesn't make a great first impression, but, you know, it's the place we live. I mean, we live here, and it's an urban natural area, which has incredible value. The river has been sick, and it's healing now. So to me, that's the hope in it.
Eric, we've talked about the old history of the Duwamish River, the recent history. You called the book Once and Future River. Mm-hmm. Why did you name it that? And what about its future?
In a way, it was like taking this river that was once a river before now it is, you know, technically a waterway the last 5 miles, as we well know, and seeing the riverine future of that. It's interesting for me thinking about ideas of restoration and what you can bring back, what is possible to restore, you know, given limits of political will or whatever. It seems unlikely that the last stretch of the Duwamish will ever have its kind of whimsy that it used to have. And so that's the sort of future river part, is like, as people now, as restoration efforts, as volunteer projects, as the tribe and everybody who's working on the river sort of re-injects qualities of riverness into the waterway, you know, to turn it back into a river.
What do you want our listeners to take away, to come away and think what?
I mean, if you live in this region, you don't need to feel bad that you don't know too much about the river, because that's the way it was kind of designed for many, many years. We were supposed to not notice that it was there or ask questions about its health or anything like that. And now, you know, people have asked those questions and are all starting to answer them for themselves. And those answers are sort of about, you know, the way we live and the way we think about how we use resources in our daily lives and, you know, how that translates into an importance into the rest of the world. And, you know, I hope people go and look at the river, you know, find a way to see it, go to one of the parks, go by boat if you possibly could, and see for yourself what it is, because it's fascinating. So that would be my hope, that people, you know, come to the story and, like, help make the next part of the story, you know, because it's certainly, the river needs everything it can get.
Photographer Tom Reese and journalist Eric Wagner have teamed up on this new book called Once and Future River, Reclaiming the Duwamish.